go to the IHOP hotline and talk to the head coach of the Aftershocks. His name is Zach Bush. Zach, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you? But I'm a little confused. No Bob. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this today.
Well, if you want to hang up, Jason,
yeah, that's fine.
Jason and I handled the first segment with perfection. So, I mean, it's your decision, Zach. Do what you got to do.
If you're busy, Zach, and you got to go do stuff, man, hey, happy days, buddy.
You know what? All right. You know what? Fine. Let's go ahead and do it.
All right. We might as well. Aftershocks begin play July 20th, noon start. It is a Saturday, Zach, but a noon start? What's up with that?
Believe me, I didn't love it either. The deal with that is, you know, TBT needs TV times. The best TV slot for that day was at noon, so that was with their decision for putting us at noon to get us on FS1. I put up as much of a fight as I could have. I wasn't happy about it either. And I know the guys, once they hear about that, won't be thrilled, because if there's anything 28-year-old men love, it's getting up early in the morning and playing basketball instead of playing at 7 o'clock like they're used to.
Especially after a Friday night. I mean, just wasted the whole weekend.
Yep, exactly. You get it.
Yeah, well, I've been there, so just in a different sport. Zach, tell us about the roster a little bit here. Jeff and I were talking, you know, we got a lot more other players than Aftershocks this year. Just give us a little rundown on how this whole thing came about.
Yeah, we like our group this year. I know I feel like I say that every year, but this is a group we're really excited about. It always starts with that core alumni group, because if we don't have them, we're not, you know, playing. We're not an alumni team. So we always build around that. And that typically has been Connor, Marcus McDuffie, Rashard, Darryl Willis. We missed Rashard last year quite a bit. He was unable to, but thankfully we'll have him this year. He'll miss the first game because his mom's getting married back out in Virginia, so nice. He'll be out there for that.
Well, if it's a noon start, though, can he get here and get back for the wedding?
Right. We didn't think about that. You know, we might have to look into some flights. We have that same core group of guys, and then you add in Altieri Gilbert and Trey Wade. We're excited about those two. I think Trey's kind of a Rashard type mold where he does a little bit of everything, and then Altieri ended up getting hurt last year early on in our practices, so thankfully he's healthy this year. We're excited to get him out there. And then some other pieces that aren't alumni, we got Caleb Walker back, who played last year, and fans might remember that he was a Hutch High kid and then played at Butler, so he's got local ties, and then finished up in Nebraska, but he's coming off a great season. He played in the same league that Rashard Kelly did in France, and then actually played on the same team that Frank Mason played on, and Frank's going to be playing with the KU group, so funny connection there. Jordan Parks, who played with us, is back, and then we added two new guys, so Jeremiah Martin, Wichita State fans might remember, he kind of terrorized us in the game with Beale Street Boys last year. So we figured we'd stop battling him and add him to the mix. Just a really solid combo guard that can give us some flexibility, both scoring and, you know, initiating offense. And then a big man, Jabari Narcisse. Big men are like diamonds. They are, I guess maybe not diamonds, something even more rare. It seems like this was the most impossible year ever to find big men. But fortunately, we found one that we think is going to be pretty good.
That's like finding a megalodon right there.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Zach Bush, our guest, he's the coach and general manager for the Aftershocks. So, yeah, college basketball and college sports in general are changing a lot, and this TBT is going to evolve. You know, it's not like Rashard Kelly's aging out or Marcus McDuffie, but, you know, there's so many transfers into Wichita State. There's so many transfers out of Wichita State. Does it become tougher to find guys who want to align themselves with Wichita State University? Does that make sense? Like, you know, Jamarius Burton, he was a shocker, and he was a really good shocker. Is that a guy you talk to? Is that a guy who wants to distance himself from being a shocker? How do these all conversations go?
Yeah, I think it's a great point you bring up, because it's something we both talk about, you know, with JR and Garrett and I, of when we're trying to form the team. First off, you know, how do they view themselves? Do they view themselves as, you know, even though they may have left, do they still have shocker blood in them? Or are they, you know, like you said, distancing themselves? Fortunately for us, pretty much every conversation we've had with guys isn't that way. Although their time here may have ended, it's almost unanimous that, you know, from a fan perspective and just the way that the fans treated them and just their experience as a quote-unquote Shocker is pretty positive almost all the way around. Then you obviously add in the ability to compete with guys who are friends. To them, that's always helps. So it's different guy to guy. I won't say it's the same for every single guy, but we've certainly had conversations with guys who have ended up, you know, transferring. Like Trey Wade's a perfect example. You know, situation kind of changed for him and he ended up at Arkansas, but he still loves Wichita State. He loves the school, loves the fans, and there's a reason why guys come back here. But it is something where I think it's changed a little bit from, you know, maybe my generation, that last group that kind of came through before the transfer portal era started and all of this, you know, kind of went down the road it's gone. But I don't want to say we bled it a little bit more than they did, but I think we certainly had a little bit more of an attachment to our university and to our program more than anything. And so I don't know if guys are going to continue to have that, and that does make it tough, especially when you want to attract players that fans have an attachment to. Because at the end of the day, if the fans aren't going to come, there's no reason for TBT to come back. So that's probably the biggest concern is finding guys that the fans have an attachment to and would like to see come back.
Well, and with that, how many guys did you reach out to that didn't come back? Or the guys that you wanted to come back that you didn't? Like, how long was this list that you guys had? And obviously some guys have other commitments and they can't do it and that sort of thing. But how many guys did you guys actually have to go through and talk to in order to make the roster?
Yeah, fortunately, that core group of Rashard, Connor, Marcus, you know, Daryl, they're all in. Trey, he's all in. Al-Tariq, but so that helps. You kind of got your solid foundation. But from there were certainly guys that we wanted, you know, like Dexter Dennis, and his was just more of this year had a little bit of a dynamic where there was summer league going on and he just wouldn't be able to make it in time, but there was certainly interest. So, you know, a guy like that who did play 4 years here, transferred, played at A&M, you know, it's a good example of a guy still having a lot of love for this place and being open to coming back. But yeah, we probably went through, I won't give exact names just because I don't want to put guys.
No, I don't want names, but just kind of numbers.
Yeah, probably, I would say probably 4 to 6 guys that we talked to, and whether it was different obligations or just not really being interested, just for the sake of a lot of them, I think it's they spend so much time away. I know it's easy for us as fans to be like, why would you want to come back here for, you know, 2 weeks? But when they live across the water for 9 to 10 months, 2 weeks is, you know, a big chunk of the summer when it's time they get to spend with family. So I get it, as frustrating as it may be. So, you know, someone like Joe Ragland, I'll just give you a name. Like we've tried to get Joe year after year because he's such a high level player, and he's a veteran overseas. His career has been tremendous, but some guys it's hard, man. We keep knocking on that door and maybe one day we'll get him.
And Dexter, you mentioned he's a guy kind of with the, like you said, he's a summer league kind of on the precipice of the NBA. He had an 18-point game last year, which I don't know if a lot of people know, but that's pretty impressive with Dallas.
Yeah, there's guys absolutely like him, Craig Porter, and then you know, I would even say Ricky Council. You know, three guys who fortunate to have, you know, good relationships with through myself and through my younger brother Bryson. You know, knowing them, they're awesome dudes, and we would love to have them. And it's great for them, selfishly for us. I would never say I wouldn't, you know, obviously want them to make it in the NBA. I want them to have, you know, the best career possible, and so would love for them to make it. But, you know, those are guys we would love to have if it, you know, somehow didn't work out in the league. And they were kind of that last, I would put them in that category of almost the last generation, you know, when that transfer portal was starting. So it's definitely a different wave now of guys, and hopefully we see more guys at Wichita State stick around for, you know, 3-4 years and not 1 and 2. And hopefully this is a good sign because Coach Mills retained a lot of last year's group, and I know they're excited about that.
So there's like a thing, I don't know if it's between Wichita and Louisville necessarily, but Louisville's trying really hard to get that attendance record. They're the host city that has, you know, some of the other top 10 attendances in the TBT history. It's basically Wichita and Louisville. Have you heard about that? What is Wichita perhaps doing to make sure that doesn't happen?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something we're keeping an eye on. We take a lot of pride in that, you know, that we've had the best fans, and it's always fun for me to say that when we're recruiting guys, whether they're, you know, alumni guys or those last couple guys that aren't. I love throwing that out there that, you know, hey, this is already awesome. You're getting a chance to win $1 million. You're playing with your buddies. And then on top of it, it's far and away the best environment, and the ticket sales numbers prove that, and the attendance records prove that. And so we're keeping an eye on it. I'm always checking that number every day. Just trying to, you know, communicate out there to fans that we need them, how important they are. Trying to work with TBT on promotional ideas, getting the players to reach out via social media. But, you know, I think it always takes care of itself. Our fans just like good basketball. This year is going to be, you know, I think better than in past years, because the KU group and the K-State group are bringing probably their most competitive teams. KU group, like I said, bringing Frank Mason in, who was a national player of the year in college, having a really solid European career, Thomas Robinson, you know, fan favorites like that. And then with K-State, you got Jacob Pullen back, you got Barry Brown, you know, Xavier Sneed, these different guys that made great tournament runs for K-State. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And every year it seems to pick up, and that momentum kind of builds when everybody sees the games, they're back in town and back on TV, and each round gets a little bit better. So, you know, we hope that continues.
Zach, I got to ask you, with the everything going on currently in the college basketball, what are your thoughts with everybody transferring, the NIL and everything? Because it has got to be so hard to just build a program right now with the way things are. It makes it tough on you, but it's awful for the fans because they don't know anybody that's coming back. I'm just curious on your opinion on everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard in a sense. You know, if you put yourself in those player shoes, I think, you know, if we all, you know, kind of put our initial, whatever we think, our bias aside, and we put ourselves in their shoes, it would be hard not to, you know, take what's being given to them. When you're 18 years old and you have the ability to suddenly make money or, you know, find different situations, and I'm not saying they're always correct. You know, I think there is, you know, kind of an issue with kids facing adversity and seeming to immediately just change schools instead of staying and fighting through that and that kind of building character and making you into a man. Not saying necessarily that's correct, but as far as the money, it's hard to say that, you know, these kids shouldn't take the opportunities that are presented to them. I completely get on the other side, the fan perspective. It's hard where it seems like in a kind of a no-win situation, and I think Pandora's box has been opened a little bit. I think the NCAA made a huge mistake in the way they went about things. You know, change was obviously coming with just the lawsuits that were going on and the NIL space. But the way they opened it up and then offered no guidance, and I think it just became the Wild West. And it was almost worse than it was before with, you knew bigger schools, you know, you would see stories and there would be, you know, NCAA investigations that would come out of, you know, guys, whether it was being funded through shoe deal or shoe companies and AAU, all that, like kids were getting stuff. But now it's almost worse that it's all out there because you have obviously these different schools that have so many more resources than, you know, the mid and low majors. And so I think it was just bound the way they opened it up to end up like it is today. I get where fans are coming from. It's frustrating. I think all you can hope for is that in the coming years, you know, something will change. There'll be some structure that's implemented. I feel for fans. It's not fun. I remember growing up, you know, I was a WSU and a KU guy, and if Jamar Howard had, you know, transferred after his sophomore year, I probably would have never heard of him. It wouldn't have been a fan or Fridge Holm and guys like that. So it's definitely different. I don't know what the right answer is. I think there's, you know, people that are making a lot more money than me that are going to have to make those decisions. But obviously something has to change because it's not working for fans. It's not working for coaches. Building a program now is harder than it's ever been. And they have a choice but to adapt right now. But I guarantee, you know, they're hoping for some change.
Zach Bush, the coach and general manager of the Aftershocks, final moments. You got married recently. Congratulations on that. You're still coaching up in Omaha, I guess. What is the school year looking like for you and I guess the rest of this calendar year?
Man, I'm in enemy territory up here. I'm in Blue Jay country. My wife's coaching at Creighton. I got to hear all about them all the time. I remind them as much as I can about, you know, Wichita State, but now I'm excited. Coming off a great high school season, I'm at Bellevue West. We went 27-1 and won a state championship in what would be the equivalent of 6A. It's called Class A up here, so at a great program, great school, love teaching there. So, you know, just excited for TBT. And obviously the teacher, I'm trying to stretch this summer out as long as I can. You know, I'm not wanting to think about the classroom and getting back there, but it's a good place. And I'm just excited to get back to Wichita, see family, see all the fans. There's just nothing like that experience every summer.
Yep, awesome. Looking forward to seeing you back in the Roundhouse again here in about 11 days. So be safe, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.